to the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. All right, loves, welcome back. On the lines, we have Bob Dobbs and Ion, and this is our monthly installment, of a school of another kind. And you guys being a little bit silent tonight, I think that you might be thinking that how does this apply to you today in dealing with the crushing blows of this material structure upon you? And I think that this is some of the most important information that you can have right now to deal with the illusions in your head, the illusions that you are a victim, the illusions that you don't have control, the illusions that there's nothing you can do to make things better, that you are underneath it. It is the memes and the neurosis from this existence that helps just create a little toilet whirl to, like, bring you down. But as what you are hearing tonight, and that what you've heard over the course of the previous two conversations that we've had with Bob and Ion, it is trying to be a sledgehammer approach with a little velvet and a little nice mint julep by the side. For you all to come into your responsibility, and your responsibility is to know. And so the number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, reflexes of doubt, reflexes of this namby-pamby kind of spirit. What the heck? I wanna know what Bush is doing right now with that little kid. No, you don't want to know anything about that. What you want to know is what you can control. And what you can control is yourself, and from there, and loving yourself and graduating to help people on a much greater basis. Because you want change, right? Well, the change starts within. And that is what Ion and Bob are here to muster out of you. And so if you want to get in on the conversation, it's 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And so, yes, Bob, the two-year-old... Yes,
as Ion says every day and all day, you take control by relaxing and allowing. Sounds contradictory, but that's what you got to do. That's how you do it, relax and allow. All right. So someone will call up and say, what about those two-year-olds in Brazil? Well, I asked Ion about that, and Ion reminded me that every thought that is thunk and has been thunk becomes a meme. It takes on life of its own. And so there's many unrealized creations. And so when children come out of the guff and manifest here to mix it up, the ones in Brazil that are taking on poverty, they are following the path of the monks that for thousands of years had that tradition of access to heaven or to an illuminated state was to deny yourself, give up desire, and retreat into kind of a monkey's poor condition. That thought that the monks did for thousands of years all around the world is now something that the new children who choose to do it come in and celebrate it and try to realize the effects of that. And they take on poverty because they're acting out the monk's meme. Now, that's what Ion told me. I've never heard of that thought before. That's original. So, Ion, do you want to add to what I'm saying there? Maybe
well,
even correct
yes,
it?
And it's very relative, you see. Because most of what you call your developing countries, they don't see themselves as developing. They see themselves as their natural, the fastest path to their joy. And if it's, as long as they're following the fastest path to their joy, it wasn't so many years ago that settlers came into this country called your, well, they used to say United States are, but now they say is. But you come into a place where this country was a new frontier. It was, there weren't creature comforts already provided. Those creature comforts were ferreted out. And a lot of folks starved to death in that process, you see. So these creations of the coming into the place where you have the non-physical and the physical that wraps and becomes seamlessly one, you look at it and you go, aha, I can do this. I can found this. I can be a part of this. And any child that comes forth, they came from source sooner than some of the old ones that have had time to kick it around and have all this contrast, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and then you have your mother helping you, be careful, that'll kill you, and don't do this, that'll kill you, and you can't participate in this, and don't do that, and this will set you on a path of destruction, and you can't take care of this, to the point that you end up in bondage and enslaved in a place where you're supposed to be free. But then you're reminded that you're so free, you can choose your own bondage. That's free. So you never have disdain from non-physical. We never have, the heavens rejoice when contrast is what you call contrast. But the contrast is also contrasting. They don't see it as a problem. They see it as happy. I went to sleep. I woke up. I'm okay. See, there's no committee, Senate subcommittee, that sets up and decides that you deserve bread and help and ease, rather than you deserve to wallow in your own slobber. You say you take that own your own power in that position, and that contrasting is nothing other than that transition of coming into the place of knowing.
But if we can look at a two-year-old that's in, because a report just came out, 3.2 million children in the U.S. go hungry, right? Yes. So they're within a meme that says, you know what, if you're God-inspired, if you're an individual, this is a place to make yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're confronted with that meme, but yet they live in poverty. Don't eat, don't get the health care, and things to that effect. What does that mean for their incarnation?
Well, the news report ought to be that 6.5 billion people sustained enough caloric value from this planet to be able to draw what you call God's air for one more day.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the news story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's not enough soybeans to do that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough nutrition for that. You've reached critical mass, no more. So therefore you have to have something to wipe off these extra consumers, because they're all consuming too much, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There is no lack of resources.
Right.
There is no lack, because the report that I'm sure they went through the entire world to count how many there were that were not getting proper nutrition, and yet they spend all day every day raising crops, nutritionless, genetically engineered farms that make a whole lot of produce that's supposed to sustain you, when they basically take all the nutrition out of it, or they don't leave it in the ground long enough for it to pick up the minerals and the nutrients that they actually require anyway, and they're drinking poison water, remember?
Yes.
And they're living in substandard, and they have radon in their great big fine homes, and they have all these other issues that are coming along, and yet, you are living longer, thriving, and prospering, which is indeed your desire.
But in asking for these kids, does it mean then that there possibly is, because they might ingest such things as jealousy, envy, anger, hatred, things like this, does that mean that it impedes these kids from coming to their seamlessness?
It does not. It does not. The contrast actually brings them into a place to where they can then redefine what it is that they are wanting.
Hmm.
You see, because you could just as easily say that those children don't have the toy company to provide them with safe toys to play with.
Okay.
And they never came up to them. You see, when you take the Samoans and the Samoan tribe, and you come in and go, you've got to have internet access. You can't live without an iPod. You must come into the information superhighway. You have to have access. You have to have these things in your world. And they're like, no, we don't. We're perfectly happy as we are. We live. We function. We've been around this rabbit hole for a very, very long time, and somehow we made it without Microsoft. And then they come into the place, well, no, you're less because you don't have that information, so therefore you're developing, and so therefore we'll sit in the seat of judgment and we'll decide what care you're going to get. Well, isn't it interesting? As marvelous as your health care system is, that you've created it all, now you're fighting over who gets that care and the level or the new standard of care. And isn't it interesting that you're coming back into the place where some people are thriving and some people are not? Even not, and you don't have to go to where they're starving to death. There's people right here in a position to where they are eliminated from the system. You see.
Yes.
How is it that homeless people in this country, not somewhere off, way off somewhere, that homeless people, well, they're all really homeless, but anyhow, how homeless people can somehow live long, thrive, and prosper? They choose to live under a bridge. Isn't that what the storybook said? Isn't that where the trolls live?
Yeah.
The bridge?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Who said that? Oh, wait, that's the fairy tales. That's
right.
Where the trolls live, is under the bridge. Well,
They live a long time, too. Trolls live a long time.
Precisely, you see. So the whole systematic process that's deciding this is in abundance and this is in lack is the false premise, you see.
Yes.
When you come forth fresh from non-physical, you come forth for the contrast. You worked a very long time to get rid of slavery, did you not?
Very.
And yet, you're more enslaved now. Now you're enslaved by your government because you can't have health care. Now you're enslaved because you own a house, but you don't really own your house.
Right.
Now you're enslaved because they control whether or not you get water or not.
Right.
Now all these creature comforts that make you ascended beings, you're limited by the financier providing the finances that allow you to enjoy this marvelous creation, you marvelous creator you, that come into that very place of you can own your home, you can pay for it, and if you don't pay our taxes, we'll take it away from you.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Hmm.
And and we talk about them being the unfortunate ones.
Right. That is brilliant. That is fantastic. We have a caller on the lines. Hey, caller one, you are in the lair with Bob and Ion. Welcome.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hey, good morning to you.
You know, I had a, if I was an alcoholic, I would call it a moment of clarity when one of you guys said, you made the comment about the catalog, the music catalog, and I said, you know, Mr. Jackson had all this money, and that didn't bring him happiness. And at that point, my mind just went, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of money that you accumulate can never bring you happiness if you let amounts define who you are. You know, and your point about the financier, you know, you're not happy because you can't get financing. So my question is... Are you, and forgive me, it is three in the morning, so I'm going to phrase this as best as I can. Are you saying that, are we allowing objects and material things, are we allowing those things to define our happiness instead of us defining what makes us happy?
Well, it seems to be how your Congress sees it. They appropriate money that isn't there to provide services that people don't want, and then they go in deficit regarding it. But that's a larger picture, but it's not. Let's go on the personal level, which is very appropriate. You can be just as happy. Happiness, or the pursuit of happiness, is within your relegated dimension of understanding, you see. If you go back to when they had when people were washing their clothes, beating them on rocks, when the Maytag company decided that the front-loading washer machine that could wash 26 pair of dirty blue jeans at one time, you must have arrived that you could actually own 26 pair of blue jeans and that they would all be dirty at one time. Imagine that.
One last question. Before I hang up, you touched on Congress and all, and you touched on, like, you know, all these groups that are hungry and, you know, these kids that go to bed hungry and everything like that. We all know. We all know that there's poverty in this country. Now, do you think those groups are kept impoverished purposely by whatever power groups they are for the purpose of justifying those power groups' existence?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's sort of a tongue-in-cheek point that we were trying to make. It's interesting that we, the ones that have the more debt than anyone else on the planet as far as a country, can sit up and say, you are less than us, and yet we owe more than is.
Right.
Now think about
that. Thank you, gentlemen. God bless all you. God bless Radio Alchemy, and you guys have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for calling, darling. All right. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. There was a brave soul coming in to tangle with you, darlings, you know?
We had a good time, Evan.
Yeah.
Come on in here. Come on in.
Yeah. The water is the temperature that you choose, okay?
Yeah, we got Lord Buckley and Lenny Bruce here.
Yes, absolutely. So, Ion, when you were talking about the seamless one, is it then, once you merge them, is it to start thinking that you are applying the non-physical laws to the physical, and that's what gives you an extra dimension to your life?
Well, absolutely, and we can go that, and that doesn't have to be a largeness. That can be a smallness. Have you ever had a hunch?
Yeah, yeah.
Something in your gut that said, turn right, turn right, mm-hmm. turn right, turn right, mm-hmm. turn right. And then you say, no, I have to turn left. And you can turn left, but you understand three lefts make a right.
Yes.
And you can work that from that window because you are the creator and you can control that, you see. But the hunch side can just relax and say, wait a second, something inside of me is saying turn right. Okay, well, what would be the downside of me just turning right? And you allow right to be your experience. That's when you're coming into a place where the non-physical and the physical are starting to become as one, and then the hunch side can bring you closer to this aspirations of grandeur that you're speaking of, and they don't. And we're using that as it, that you're trying to achieve this thing. Well, the achieving of the thing is just coming to the place where you're thankful for what you have, of that creation that is yours. Because, see, everybody's wondering how this all works itself out or plays itself out, that some have plenty and I have none, or I have plenty and others have none, and it can even can get a good Jewish guilt complex regarding it, which has nothing to do with anything. It has everything to do with how you come into your place of your power. And so all day, every day, that's the mantra that gets you into a place where you can start understanding that you have complete and total help.
Yes.
You have access to infinite knowledge, to infinite power, to infinite realizations. Most of the searching that people are doing, they've already got. You already have every tool that you need to create a country. And you have that as an example in your United States of America. It's a great example. You, and you're so free, you can mix it up and work it out every how you want to. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like the laws, you can change them. And if you do like the laws, you can embrace them. And if it is working out, then okay, good. And if not, then you come back and say, in my house, it's going to be like this, you see. And even the tenets of your Declaration of Independence, isn't that interesting? A Declaration of Independence that you had to have someone else draft a document, a piece of paper, that set that motion into reality.
To bring it down.
Basically, yes.
Evan, let me throw in some intensities.
Yes.
Ian told me that Michael Jackson withdrew from performing after Thriller. So who are these people that performed as Michael Jackson for the last 25 years? Ion, is there anything you would add to that thought?
Well, we find it very interesting that if you take a pictorial historical snapshot of Michael Jackson when he was participating in his original beginnings, or the fastest path to his joy, of the Jackson Five. If you look at the snapshots through his time, there is no time, but the historically chronological order, that you don't recognize him at all. As the longer spans of time went on, he's not even recognizable as what you would call an African-American singer.
Are you saying then that whoever, is it the concept of a walk-in? Is it who would redirect that self-image when he looks in the mirror? Who there is wanting to see something different from the Michael Jackson that we've known?
No, he stopped performing, get others to perform for him.
Right, who is that other?
Well,
many,
it would have been his creation. It would have been his creation that would have allowed any other, or what you jokingly call a facsimile thereof.
Well,
it's not the fax machine that does it. It's who's sending the fax, you see. The facsimile. That's an easy way to play with that process. All right, let's do something else. Let's say you're in a situation where you wanted something different. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't want to clean your house anymore.
Okay?
So you can have someone, and you want a clean house. Okay? You don't want to live in squalor, because then they'll call you a developing country, and this will be less than. So you have to have a dust-free environment. So you arrange it, and you work out the terms in the bill of particulars that allow someone else to come in and take care of your dust. Okay?
Okay.
It's called a maid service.
Yes.
Well, that's not so foreign. And yet, you can have someone who gets paid that likes to clean, that likes to participate in that, washing your beautiful things and moving them about and stacking them up and all the things that you've spent all your life trying to create and own and drag one more thing home because that'll make you happy, to the point that you had to have multi-houses just to house all the stuff that you stacked up that you haven't looked at in 6 years and don't think you will in the next six, and yet you have resources to keep them all dust-free. that example is not so foreign than what you're describing of this isn't working out, so why couldn't someone else be a participant in this whole process of this?
Where did he find them?
How do you create anything? You intend them in your experience.
But how does that intention materialize onto a stage?
Oh, very easily. You can be, do, or have anything. So if that be the case, you can bring by simple intention, I don't want this anymore, I want this. And then the non-physical part of you that is you then brings that into your experience as the fastest path to your joy.
But I mean, really, I mean, breaking it down.
He put out the word.
And found a double.
Yeah, many doubles.
They'll make that. You don't even have to find them. They'll come knock on your door.
That's right. He could just have people going to clubs and looking at people who really moonwalk well. Then
Wait a second. They've pronounced him deceased. They've announced him as deceased. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of your memes of your what they call television? And you look on the television, and people are dressing in his honor.
Yes.
And they look more like Michael Jackson than Michael Jackson did.
Which Michael Jackson? Yeah.
Well, okay.
Right.
That's a whole conversation right there. But yeah. You look, and they got the hat, and they got the hair, and they have the skin, and they have and sometimes they're female, and sometimes they're male, and sometimes they're, and sometimes they're, and sometimes they're, and sometimes they're, and they're doing it. It's the same way with Caesar. The statue's got better looking than Caesar did.
And Elvis too.
Oh, guess what, Evan? Elvis was a riff rider, and he never went to the golf. He went home,
that's
as Ion says.
Say that again?
He never went to the golf. He went back through the rift and went home. Ion, elaborate if you can.
Yes, he did. He indeed. He trans, and then much of Michael Jackson's reality came from this understanding that that was the parallel between the king. It's good to be the king, remember. The king of rock and roll, the king of pop, the king of England. It's good to be the king. Well, if you can embrace that and understand that it's good to be the king, well, then fine, be the king. And Elvis came into a place where he got to be the king and it didn't suit him. So therefore, he very easily changed his understanding or reality that he can be the king and doesn't have to be here, left this plane, and still left his reign. So much so that Michael Jackson then became the king of pop, and now he's no longer what you call in this plane, and yet he's still the king of pop. And they weren't standing eulogizing the dynamics of how Michael Jackson changed your life until they said all of a sudden that he no longer was here.
Wow. That's something that is really amazing, is to see nobody expected for there to be this kind of outpouring.
Yeah.
And so that's amazing. Hey, you are tuned to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and San Diego, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We have a few people that want to come in and speak to you too. So, we're just going to do a quick break and come back. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Callers, stay on the line. They are awaiting, your, perspective and, appreciate you all being up late. Okay, stay tuned.
Where the past and the future converge. Go to www.radioalchemy.com. RadioAlchemy.com for streaming audio and more.
And of course, darlings, kpfk.org is the central hub for Pacifica. You can find out about our elections that are coming up for our governing board. It is so important to have conscious people there, people that want to materialize and bring something to bear that really helps change in a positive way, in some kind of way. I don't know now anymore, but it's just something that brings us towards an ideal, heaven on earth, dagnabbit. How about a little bit of that? We've had a little bit of purgatory. Let's just put our toes in and see what this other plane could be like. On the lines, we have Bob Dobbs and Ion, and we have you on the phone. If you want to join in, we only have around 21 minutes left, 22, 21 minutes. So jump in line, 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Let's go to one of our callers. Hey, caller one, you are on with Bob and Ion. Welcome.
I only have a question for the speaker.
Yes, please.
And my question is, as a human being, I have a complete understanding of what he's talking about, but how can I sharpen my skills to get better? Because a lot of people think that I'm insane, you know, that I'm crazy, that I need to go see a psychiatrist or something. And I just need to know, how can I sharpen my skills to get better, understanding what he's saying? I get what he's saying, but how can I get better to understand this even better?
Very easily, very easily. This is great. It's a perfect, perfect question. Here's what you're actually saying. I'm perfectly happy where I am, and I'm now ready for more. And as you're ready for more, you can give it your undivided attention. And as you give anything your undivided attention, then it will bring it closer into your experience. And as that happens, there may be contrasting environments that is created. And in that contrast, then you, the creator, get to decide, yes, I'd like some more, please. No, thank you. I've had enough. And as you come into those places of that constant adjusting contrast, then you redefine or hone this task that you're trying to increase in your experience. And as you increase that experience, then it becomes logical. It becomes normal. You are breathing air, okay? You're bringing air into your system, and that oxygen is very life-giving in your life force. You're not asking, how can I breathe more? You're not asking, how can I breathe better? You're not asking, oh, I feel guilty. I feel guilty because I'm breathing extra so other people don't have air. You see, you naturally do it. And if you are having lack of oxygen in your system and you're asking how to get more, give that your undivided attention. Relax, allow, appreciate this wonderful air, this life-giving air that you're drawing in because they haven't put a tax on it yet. And the government doesn't control it yet. Okay, so that's good, and they're not relegating how much air you can have and can't have, and this country can have all the air and this one can't. So all those other things kind of pass away. Well, that's the same with everything. So if you come into that place, then as you give it your undivided attention, then that will absolutely come into your experience because you have a non-physical part of you. That's how the cardiologist can tell you're still alive. Isn't that interesting? That's how when they haven't pronounced you dead on arrival, that's how you know you're still kicking. And as you do that with every aspiration, it works every single time without fail or exception. Continue giving it your undivided attention. Relax and allow regarding it. And the fruition of your completion will be your absolute seamless manifestation.
I have a follow-up question. Will I be able to enhance my understanding through meditation?
You certainly can. You certainly can. It's not the only way. And you know why meditation is appropriate and very good for many people? Meditation is the quieting of the mind, the relaxing and allowing of your mind. Then a new idea, a new concept can be embraced. But if you're all day, every day pushing against what you can't do, then that is your experience of that which you can't do. And you know what you can't do, but you're asking what more can you do, you see. And that can then be developed, and meditation can be a great vehicle. Going to the beach is also very effective, too.
Hey, caller.
Yes, thank you. I know that I'm not crazy anymore. I don't have to see a psychiatrist.
Indeed. But now you do understand genius is also a matter of not the norm. So it would also be, that's also labeled as crazy as well.
You always have a home here, all right? Don't worry. There's more people like you that are struggling maybe in the dark. And so we just appreciate you being up and calling in tonight.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Bye. That was really a great call. That was really fantastic.
Indeed. Exactly.
Somebody searching. Hey, caller two, you're on with Bob and Aya.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would just like to say to the fellow that you were just talking to that just because there's no one around him that's like him, that doesn't make him wrong.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Absolutely right.
Exactly right. Because otherwise what happens is then you start sorting out the piles of the good ones and the bad ones among you.
Yeah, you've touched on that.
Indeed.
I'm just so appreciative. This sounds like the story that when we put one foot in front of another, we can know that right now we are walking towards a beautiful future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, unless there's fear. Unless there's, you're going to be slapped back into your place, unless all those other things, those things created from the heat-oppressed brain, that's your limiting factor. You eliminate all the other opportunities and possibilities, you see.
Okay.
So if it comes into your experience, it's because you've relaxed and allowed it into your experience. If it's not, then you're still in the contrasting mode in a 3-2-1 process, that allows you to effortlessly have everything that is in your desire, no matter how crazy, pardon the pun, into your experience, you see. Aspirations of greatness.
Well, what I've been doing, which I think is what you're saying, is embracing being unemployed and just floating and letting it come to me.
Certainly, because the most unhappy people on the planet are the ones that are tactfully employed.
Definitely.
They're limited. You are now unlimited. You have unlimited access.
So that gives him a choice as to what to commit his undivided attention to and thus attract it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if you think it's your actions that is creating your success or the bread that you're enjoying or the money that doesn't exist that you're trying to come into your experience, the sorting out of the resources, see, that becomes that people work all their lives hard. I'm a hard worker, so I work hard all my life. And then they get to the place and they find that they now, with their position as they have matured into their knowing, they've come to the place very quickly to know that they can't even afford their property taxes, that their property taxes now are more than what they used to have to pay as a house payment for their house, you see.
But if I heard you right, then what you were saying is the other side of that pancake is to embrace the opportunity to live as a monk.
Absolutely. Well, yes. And that is wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Because what you're doing in the doing of that aspect, what you're allowing is the non-physical part that is already you. This is not something you got to go get. You already got it. The non-physical part that is you has a chance to blossom and to give you everything, line up everything that is coming into your world as your creation. As an unrealized creation, the step in front of the other brings you closer to your realized creation. Perfect words.
Okay, caller.
My name is Oak Dog, and I'm so happy to have spoken with both of you.
Well, it is our absolute pleasure anytime as well.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Evan, I'd like to say that if you want to follow up on this, go to our website, howionic.com, howionic.com.
Howionic.com. I love that. That's correct. Okay. We have a caller. Hey, caller three, you are on with Bob and Ion.
How you doing, Evan?
Good morning to you.
Yeah, very much in the morning. You guys doing great work once again. I met you a couple of years ago. Actually, I haven't checked in. I've been very busy.
Good.
But on that note, I've been doing some transitioning. I do a lot of spirit work and channeling as well. And I just want to confirm a lot of what Ion and the other guest is talking about, about Jackson and how he's transferring a lot of his power and knowledge to people on the planet, and part of his transition was about that.
And how did you?
Caller, he did not transition. He is still here.
Yes, he's still here. I've been in contact with him, and he hasn't really left the immediate realm because he still has a lot of work he's doing. But I mean, transitioned out of the body.
No, he did not transition out of the body. That's what Ion is telling us. Michael, the original Michael Jackson, is alive and well and manipulating this scenario that's happening. He's got a design. You watch. They had to cancel the public and private showing of his body on Friday. A lot more questions are going to come out. He is here. He did not transition. Someone else died.
Yeah, I see. you're absolutely right. I think it's just a matter of terminology of what we're talking about.
That is correct. That's correct. It's the parts that the human genome will accept that they can embrace. So, yes, that's correct. So go ahead with your question.
Okay. Basically, I was just confirming a lot of what you said because that's what I received after communicating through him before the event that led up to this. And I heard a lot of what you said, and it really confirms a lot what was given to me as well as what will be happening this weekend. So you guys are definitely right on point, and I totally agree, and I'd like to thank all the new listeners to check in. There's a lot to say about this, but...
Well, caller, let me ask you, what is your practice? Do you understand the methodology that Ion has been talking about, or what is your approach that you have come to be able to do what you do?
Well, I understand what they're saying, but I still, know it is a matter of translation. No.
I disagree with Ion. Ion, what are you saying about a human genome? Michael Jackson has not transitioned into the guff. That's what you're saying.
That is correct.
Are you qualifying that now?
That is correct. It's just a matter of the terminology of the part that the folks can embrace.
But I'm not talking about that at all. I'm asking this caller that is calling in and saying that he agrees and does it from a place of knowing.
Yes.
I'm wondering what his technology and practice has been on this physical plane to come to his understanding. to call in and say, hey, Ion, you're right on, because I have this sense also.
My situation is I did pass over a few times and cross over to the other side, and I receive similar understanding, but I would say we're going under different terminology of explanation and speaking, because we're only speaking through the filters of what we know and how we understand things. Mm-hmm. But there's only one reality and there's only one truth. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of decipher that based on how we perceive words and terminology. Mm-hmm. So without
There is not only one truth. Everybody creates their own universe. There are millions of truths.
But isn't that just individuals that are walking towards it from their... I mean, there's one truth, and everybody's trying to understand it from their perspective.
Yeah, it's one truth, and everybody has their perspective of that one truth.
Right.
Because
one truth? Gravity?
No, it's what Ion would have to talk about for probably the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted.
If we went to that, it would be a different program, and it would take quite a while.
Yeah.
No. Wrap it up in 25 words, Ion.
Oh.
Well, no, it's exactly appropriate. But we want to come to a place of a question. We understand that the process that he's describing, the resonance, the non-physical part that is of this gentleman, comes into the place that resonates with our words, and our words, as that goes through his filter and the filter and a filter, then becomes a new dynamic that comes into the whole plausible. You have one sun, and the sun shines, but some people are in darkness half of the time. Some people are in shade. Some people get too much sun. Some don't get enough. Sometimes it's obscured by the clouds. So the realities are vacillating in and out of their understanding of the process that is the sun, that as the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So it's the actual dynamic of the inning and out process of realities based upon what you know as your reality. So that's the same words. It's the same words.
Absolutely. I totally agree, and I love your humorous spin on everything. It really, you guys crack me up over here. So I'm just someone else getting on the line. Of course, I'll be checking in later, and we could probably get more in detail. But,
good stuff.
You guys have a great morning.
Hey, thank you for your call so
okay,
much.
Evan.
Yes,
Evan,
thank you.
You know, she said over here, that's a caller from the other side of the rift.
Yeah, he did say that. He did.
No, you know, 6 billion people on the planet, Ion's told me that a lot of them are from the rift, that if you actually, I don't know how you say it, but if you actually add up the souls in our own evolution, there couldn't be 6 billion people here, so a lot of them are coming from the other dimension. Am I correct on that, Ion?
That would be correct, if you can embrace that, you see. But you don't understand how there got to be 6 billion people here the first time. So to correct it or to enhance it, you've gotten larger than is. It's like your money system. How can people have more money than IDs individually when there's only a finite amount of resources?
Yeah.
And yet you have individuals that have more money than they say is. So what a marvelous creation that
What is the new question? It's no longer to be or not to be. It is?
Sorry?
It's no longer that you told me. The question is not to be or not to be.
Oh, yes. The age-old question would be, was and is still recited today, is of to be or not to be. That is the question, and we bring it into a new dynamic of now, instead of to be or not to be, it would be to is or not to is. That is the question.
Oh, interesting.
I want to ask Ion, maybe if he can do it, to focus on a person, a personality. Ion, can you focus on Noam Chomsky and read what his purpose is or what he's been doing or where he's right and where he's wrong? Do you know the entity Noam Chomsky?
Develop it a little more from a question.
How's Noam Chomsky doing?
Well, coming into the place of creation marvelously.
What is his intent, or what is his abundant
What
nature?
Is his problem? Why does he keep saying the same speech for 20 years?
Well, it's the only words that he thinks anyone can listen to.
Why does he deliver them like a somnambulist?
Somnambulist.
Well, somnambulist.
Because it becomes a mantra. The same thing is true. The same thing is true with others that come into a place of in any mantra that you want to start singing. And if everybody doesn't get that, everybody doesn't get it, then we have to keep singing that same song until everybody gets it. Well, the reality is not everybody's going to get it. So now you've eliminated yourself from the capacity of actually having a voice, even though you're screaming it from the rooftops to the place that you can't get there from now.
So is he bored with himself then? Or, I mean, there's this kind of very monotone droning, and it doesn't, I don't think that induces people to hear everything, even though lots of people go and hear him. Mm-hmm. It seems that his approach counteracts his goals.
Indeed, and that because of any limiting factor that you embrace becomes a limiting factor.
Ah.
You say.
Yes.
And he keeps focusing on power.
If he changed that up, he would lose all those that enjoy the monotone drone. They would go home and cry because they'd hope for so much more.
Okay. On the lines, we have a caller. Hey, caller one, welcome to Bob and Ion.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
I have been following your program.
Yes, sir.
And this gentleman was saying that Michael has not passed away, but Michael is still here.
That's right.
I wanted to know who has passed away. We know Michael has passed away, and he says he's still here. So who has passed away?
Okay, who passed away?
Well, your world, your science, you have marvelous medical technology in this country. I guess you would need to do a DNA test on the body, and that DNA would be registered from when Michael Jackson was alive, and you would match the DNA to the registered DNA of that individual or that meat sack that is left. And you would have to match those up. And if they don't match up, then it would match up to who the person, the body that they would perceive to bury, that would be done through your own medical science.
So we want to see the DNA.
New
mantra.
Yeah, caller, what if they, what if somebody, how do you even bring it up? But it would be very interesting if they were to do some kind of test, but that would be pretty hard to push to have it done. And maybe Michael doesn't want something like that to happen.
Well, they not so much. I mean, that's they can do. They're doing DNA on the mummified the pharaohs from Egypt, the mummified pharaohs. They can do DNA from them on them as well. So that becomes also a registration. So there's no time. So at your leisure, you can embrace it as
we'll get to it. Those are hiding the DNA. Don't worry, we'll get to you.
That's right.
You lawyers there, minding the Jackson estate. We're coming.
So caller, yes, this is where we go on Radio Alchemy, and you're going to hear things like this, especially with Bob and I on. And it's really about just uncorking reality. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. But I still would believe that the physical Michael has gone. The physical has gone, but the spirit is still here.
We disagree. We disagree.
And the other caller that called in before you, caller, said that he feels that Michael is still here in the physical,
Yeah, but he was talking about his spirit hovering around, it seemed to me. They don't get it.
But I thought he did.
Michael has done something very strange here.
Yeah.
He is here. He's orchestrating this scenario. It could be the greatest theater it's ever going to be done.
Well, what also is great theater is what you are talking about, that French flight, those that have chosen to go into the Rift. And that is something that we are going to have to get into on the next show.
You can go to howionic.com and listen to these topics developed in sessions. We're offering them.
fantastic. HowIonic.com, HowIonic.com, and it is as it sounds, loves. No, you know, and so, Ion, well, hello, thank you. I mean,
yes, indeed, it is our greatest pleasure all day, every day to sing the praises of you, the marvelous creator.
Man.
You will never understand the complete and total love that is here. The love is the magic that makes this a cohesive bond between the physical and the non-physical. And that embracing of that concept comes you into a place of delicious co-creation at its best.
And we are so honored
we
are so honored to gel together at this appointed thing of space. And to have you a part of it. And Bob, thank you so much, as always.
Well, it was great, Eben. You did great, good questions, and you immediately make Ion look good.
Well, you know what? It is such an honor to be a conduit. And so it is howionic.com. All right,
and we'll be back in a month.
That's right, in a month. All right, loves, until next week.
You've been listening to Radio Alchemy with your host, Eben Ray. Be sure to visit our website, www.radioalchemy.com, and join us next week for more mind-blowing revelations from the fringe.